The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Third hour. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Reactive Gunworks, where the stuff that you would never imagine is in stock, is in stock. My next guest has this one simple statement on his website. After you train with Valor Ridge, you will leave with confidence, competence, and the right attitude that you can and will prevail when the time comes to protect yourself and your family. See you on the ridge. He's been a Marine. He's been in law enforcement. He's been a teacher and a professor. He's been a director of training, and now he's the owner of his own training facility. He is the best looking. With that resume, I mean, I just touched the high points. I didn't even fill in any of the blanks. He is the best-looking 127-year-old man I've ever seen. Looks so young. Joining me for the first time from Valor Ridge is Reed Hendricks. Reed, are you actually 127 years old?
No, I'm not 127. Although if I make it that old, I must have been doing something right.
Well, I was just looking at the resume. I mean, you've really had every 60 seconds you've spent up to this point has really been full, hasn't it?
It's been unreal. I mean, it's been, there's never been a downtime. I don't know what that word is.
Valor Ridge, you just opened it up last year. How's that going so far? I mean, the reception you've gotten has been sort of unprecedented, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been unreal. We're barely just a year old. We haven't even been conducting classes for a year. We've just been, taking students up there for them to register for classes, and it's been barely over a year. And I'll tell you, our schedule, pretty much the only time you can get in right now is November and December. We're, for all intents and purposes, sold out for 2016, and that's thanks to God. That's what I attribute the success to, and it's just been unbelievable. And so, it's been going very well, and we're very blessed to have the best students and the best people, come and spend time with us when they take a class.
I think it's really sort of you had a following already when you were elsewhere, and when you set out on your own, there were a lot of people that, I guess, may have sort of been waiting for you to do that, because I think it was largely a matter of if you build it, they will come. It was sort of your own field of dreams. Just, training, I don't understand why training isn't bigger, to be honest with you. I don't understand why your staff isn't five times the size. And you haven't had to expand because of so many gun owners that surround you, that, and the ones that don't even know you're there.
we could have expanded. Mark, we're not meeting demand for the supply is far outstripped the demand. I've got dozens of emails all but every week. Hey, can you get me into class? Can you get me into a class? I know it's sold out. We intentionally chose not to expand. I don't look at it as a factory.
Right.
I don't look at it as a factory of students. I look at it as an individual experience. And I know how much it costs to come train. I mean, I was in college, as a graduate assistant. I was working on my master's degree, and I remember how expensive it was to train. I was on a budget of $900 a month as a graduate student, so I understand how hard it is to go train. How did I make the pennies pinch? Well, I probably lost about 25 pounds, but I understand it. But we could have expanded, you know. We've had every opportunity to expand and add more classes, and we intentionally chose not to do that. And, you know, I don't look at it as just seeing how many students you can have in a year. This isn't a basketball game where you try to rack up as many points as possible. This is
right.
Having direct, meaningful impact on people's lives. And you can't do that with huge classes. And, you know, it is amazing that, you mentioned the Field of Dreams. I've had a few students actually say those exact words. And, it was kind of just, I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, it just kind of took it tongue in cheek, but it was very meaningful.
Look, for most people that would seek you out, I think it is largely a matter of, now you'll take a student that just came from the gun shop if you've got an opening, right? If their gun is still in the plastic, you'll take them and teach them some sort of a pistol class. But most of the people that I would imagine that are coming to you have seen, they've been to more than one rodeo. And when they look at your curriculum and they look at your background and everything, it's hard to sit back and be cynical about what you might get presented. So I mean, I think most of your students probably know that they're in a very serious training facility to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't know at the beginning, they sure find out within a few moments of arriving there. But here's the cool thing, though. We do serious things. I mean, our program is serious, but it's not an environment where people feel like they're comparing themselves to anybody or anything like that. Because in one class, you know, you can have a person who has that gun in the plastic or in the box, like you said.
Right.
And literally the person next to them down is in between deployment cycles, you know, combat deployment cycles in the Army or the Marines or the Navy or whatever branch that they're in. So it's a really cool mixing class of people, and everybody helps each other out. And so it's amazing how the chemistry in the classes works, not only with our staff, but, you know, the students themselves on the line. And it's almost like this symphony of gunfire in more ways than one, and it's really cool.
I'll tell you the problem that I used to have, that I would, it would have done me well to have run into you when I first got out of the military. Because when I got out of the military, I wanted to continue shooting. So there weren't classes, but there were clubs and competitions. And I would go to those things, and I sort of thought of myself as, you know, I pictured myself as Sonny Crockett. I was just so cool. And, I mean, I did okay. I didn't do too bad. But, I mean, I think a lot of people, until they settle down to a certain degree, they either need to run into you to get that dose of humility, or they need to, when they come back to you that second time, they really have a deeper appreciation of it. So it doesn't surprise me that you are succeeding right now. And, I mean, you have plenty of people that I know that have trained with you, that speak very highly of you, that I respect. So, I mean, when you get I'm old, and I'm getting meaner every day. And when I get out there and I look at something, I've seen enough fake to recognize the genuine article. So I'm very pleased that, one, you're new, and you're successful right out of the box. I think that's great. We're coming up on the first break. For people that want to consider a Valor Ridge class, tell them how they would start that process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got our website, valoridge.com, and if you go there, we got our schedule and our courses and what we offer. And everything's laid out right there at valoridge.com.
They have a store at Valor Ridge, too, where they sell these holsters. And you review the holsters.
Oh, and YouTube, yeah. We do some of those, too, but
I'm not going to talk about the girls and the Daisy Dukes that are modeling the holsters. I wouldn't look good wearing the Daisy Dukes. I'm not surprised you didn't call me to do that part of it. I'm good to go.
No, that's Jordan at High Country Holsters. He's out in Wyoming. He's a easy young entrepreneur as well. He actually contacted me within a week of when we launched our business. And he contacted me within a week. And now, from what I understand, he's 6 week lead time on his holsters. So that's very good to have him doing it. Any good High Country Holsters is the place where he definitely recommends.
All right, when we get back, introduction is over. We're going to get into training talk. My guest, Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring, say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing better than a tactical instructor that's both cerebral and absolutely lethal. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Bay in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I do know it. I am a semi-professional. Joining me again is my guest from Valor Ridge. First time he's been here. And I'm going to try to talk him into starting one class he doesn't have. He calls it, I think, precision marksmanship. I want it to be called the M1A course for real men. Joining me again is Reed Hendricks from Valor Ridge. Let's talk a little bit of training, because I suspect that you probably have a very simple set of things that you know work that are really your go-to weapons as far as rifles to begin with. Am I right about that?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, it really hasn't been much that's changed in the past, you know, 60 years when it comes to small arms and rifles particularly. I mean, the predominant guns on the battlefield are the AR-15 and the AK-47. I mean, they've been doing the trick now for 6-7 decades, and I don't know if that'll change anytime soon.
Probably not. The AK pattern, anyway. I mean, the AK pattern is going to be around. I don't think anybody actually issues the AK-47 anymore. But you also, though, you like the Marine Corps since Afghanistan, Iraq. You pay attention to the Dinosaur. You pay attention to the M1. Why?
Yeah, when I was in the Marines, I was actually a designated marksman, and so I went through school. It wasn't like the classic designated mark. It wasn't the classic M14. I mean, it was made by Precision Weapons in Quantico, and they hand-built that one, and it was a good one. So, yeah, the M14 is still rocking and rolling out there, just going to have a little bit of a cosmetic difference, but the action and the ammo is still the same.
I've got M1 SOCOM. Have you done any work with them?
I had a Scout, or, you know, I've had one of those, and I've shot a couple of the SOCOMs, and, yeah, I enjoy shooting them. It's, you know, you got a rifle in your hand when you're shooting a wooden steel, and they're not too shabby when it comes to accuracy either.
Well, I mean, I've had an M14 EBR before, and never had had a Fulton Armory. It was a very nice gun, let me tell you. And
good one. That's a good Fulton Armory makes a good one, yeah.
Now I have a Springfield SOCOM 16-inch CQB, and I haven't fired it yet, and I'd like to know what I can expect. Is there going to be a difference for me going from the full-size gun to that shorter gun since you fired one? What do you think of those?
I'd probably depend on how, you know, far you're shooting it, you know. I don't know. Like, the thing is about that kind of stuff, man, is that I've always found that I haven't met too many people that'll outshoot their rifle. And oftentimes, you know, people, like in America especially, I don't know what it is, but there's like this obsession with this MOA accuracy. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not an MOA shooter. Not you, Bill. I'm not saying you. I'm just talking in general.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Don't worry about that.
No, I'll say, but you're not an MOA shooter. So, I mean, what does it matter? You know, and you throw field positions in there and, you know, kneeling and, you know, squatting and, you know, things like that. And it really, you know, kind of tends to make that hyper accuracy irrelevant, really. You know, do it when your breath is up. Do it when you've been running up and down hills. And, you know, do it when you've got, you know, 5 seconds to get down in a position, get your natural point aim and touch a shot off. It kind of makes all that hyper accuracy stuff go away.
Yeah, in the 1980s, okay, we did train for accuracy, but over in Europe, especially on the border, it was all about a gratuitous expenditure of ammunition, if it had come down to that. So that was primarily the way we trained. Back in the 80s, you know, we did not reach back into the back of the closet and pull these things out because we were not going through anything real at the time. We were in the Cold War. So the fact that one of the reasons I like this rifle, I never used one when I was in the military, but when I like it because it just keeps, it's like the bunny. It just keeps on going and going. I mean, it just doesn't ever get out of style.
Yeah.
AK-40, moving on from that, though. AK-47-wise, you are a Jim Fuller aficionado, are you not?
yeah, I am. And, you know, it's weird because, you know, I've been shooting AKs for, I don't know, probably 6-7 years now.
Right.
I was more of an AR guy before that. But, yeah, for about the past 7 years, I've been really heavy into AKs, too, and I've had pretty much the pick of the litter as far as all of them goes, and I've had, you know, several different brands, but right now, I'm pretty much settled in on the Rifle Dynamics. I've got a MAC-90 that they reworked for me, and I've also got an Arsenal that they reworked for me, and I shot out both of those guns, and when they got to the factory, they said, they go, this is... We're going to have to replace the barrels on these, and we're going to have to rework some of the stuff. And I was like, hey, do whatever you got to do. I get them back, and they're brand-new rifles. And I'm not kidding. Both of them. with, you know, I shoot aim points on mine. Both of them out of the box, or from the factory, I should say,
right,
came back, and I'm holding this size groups at 200 yards of them with regular old ball ammo. And I said, well, that will do the trick nicely. So the point is that Jim puts together some pretty good rifles.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had one of those yet. I'm wanting to get one in the future, but the problem with Jim's guns is that when you get involved with rifle dynamics, and I don't know how it is now that Billy Cho has left, but when Billy Cho was there, it took a year. So I don't know how long I'm sort of into that instant gratification.
It's still a while. Yeah, it's going to be the better part of a year. But man, I'll tell you, it's worth it. I've waited on some a long time, and I think they made four rifles for me, and you know, the first couple took a really long time, and then the other ones we had planned a year in advance to do it, and so it takes a while, but it's worth it. And I'm a believer in buying quality and knowing that gun's going to be right, at least the factory, because, to say the truth, Bill, it kind of bothers me and hurts me that there's some companies out there, and I'm not going to mention their names, but there are some companies out there that just don't care about quality. They just care about, you know, putting stuff out. And I've seen a lot of problems with those guns in class, you know, students that have brought rifles, but usually the people that buy quality, they don't have any issues.
Trainers more than anybody else that I've ever seen are the ones, and I agree with them. I believe that you should take the time and spend the money and get something good, because once you go and you train, you're really going to see what's what when you get in there and run. You might have a gun that you run 700 rounds through altogether. Take it out one afternoon and run 700 rounds, 700 more through it in that one span of a day, and it's a whole different thing. Coming up on the next break, ValorRidge.com. There you can find, you can find his curriculum, which quite a bit of it is sold out. You can get the instructor bios. You can, he's got a full staff, including medical training with the Patriot Nurse. And, are you going to be at the and you do videos for Full 30? Are you going to be at the NRA convention?
Yes, I'll be at the NRA convention in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, I've already arranged for bail money because I'm going to be there too. So if you know, just in case, maybe if you bring the Patriot Nurse, that she might be able to help me if I fall out of my wheelchair or something. We'll be right back. My guest, Reed Hendricks from Valor Ridge. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. A Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. This is where it's stuff that you would never think is in stock. They've got it. My guest this hour from Valor Ridge is Reed Henriksen. We've been having a little bit of fun. Now we're going to get a little serious here because Reed is a trainer with a pedigree that is unbelievable for somebody as young as he is. And, Reed, I want to talk to you about what most people carry around on a daily basis. And you have three versions of these, and I want to talk about what they are. Your three pistol classes, your Pistol Craft 1. Okay. I love it. This is what makes live radio so very dynamic. Now, what I want to find out when we get Reed back is that he, what are the differences in the pistol craft? Because he has 1, 2, and immersion. And that would be something I'm really interested to know what pistol craft immersion is, because that sort of lends me to believe that perhaps we're throwing a bunch of guns on top of a table and you're, okay. Back with Reed Henriksen from Valor Ridge. I believe me, I'll send you the audio. That was a great introduction that I was giving you before I lost you.
Okay.
Most people in the United States, they carry handguns for self-defense. And you right. have three different classes that you address handgun instruction. One, Pistol Craft 1, Pistol Craft 2, which is austere conditions. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. and then pistol immersion. Pistol Craft 1, what am I getting out of that? What are we going to do?
Yeah, Pistol Craft 1, you know, just teaches you how to get the gun out of your holster effectively with both hands, one hand, you know, clearing stoppages, one hand, both hands, different kind of, you know, ways to move around people. You know, if you get to deal with crowds, how do you move around people with a gun in your hand? You know, a lot of people are just amazingly programmed not to turn around with a gun in their hand. It's like completely fine as long as the muzzle is pointed in a direction where there aren't any other people. I don't know what the stigma is associated with. Don't turn around. Don't even look at somebody else with a gun in your hand. And so we kind of try to break people of that kind of mentality. You know, we do a lot of different drills in Pistol Craft 1. And two really full days. I mean, we do a full day of training in there. And so it's basically, you know, just breaking a lot of the taboos associated with being at a range and just really drilling fundamentals and accuracy. We really place a high emphasis on accuracy, you know, with all of our classes. So we really make people accountable for every shot they fire.
Most people don't know how dangerous it is until they figure out how to do it correctly and safely, how dangerous it is just to pull the gun out of the holster and put the gun back in the holster, do they?
Right.
Is that something that Pistol Craft 1 addresses?
Oh, definitely. I mean, in less than an hour, I mean, we've got people drawing from the holster and firing shots. You know, I mean, and that's people that have never even shot a gun to people that have shot thousands, if not tens of thousands of rounds. So it's not a big deal. We're really heavy on our four firearms handling rules. You know, keeping your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target. You made a decision to shoot, being aware of your muzzle at all times, never letting it cross anything that you're not willing to destroy, treating all guns like they're loaded. You know, the best way to do that is to load them and keep them loaded. You know, the biggest problems I've seen with people are handling unloaded guns all the time. Oh, I didn't think it was loaded. Well, why didn't you think it was loaded? It should be loaded. It needs to be loaded. If you're going to need to use it, it needs to be loaded.
Right.
So it's just those kind of things. And so, yeah, we definitely address that in Pistol Craft 1 because they're drawing and shooting, you know, from concealment within the first hour.
A couple of comments in the chat room. Good to hear Reed is on the radio. I've been lucky enough to have taken his courses, and he is an example of a true American. And then, let's see, been to VR a few times now. We'll be back in August for the designated marksman's class, or as I call it, the M1A rifle for real men class.
Bill, it's good that you're recognizing those, you know, and we got great students. And I mean, I can't underscore that because, I mean, I don't know what it is, but I've trained thousands of students, you know, and it just seems to me that, you know, the ones that we get to come into contact with are just unbelievable people. And it's amazing. You know, every class that we have, people are coming. Their backgrounds are so wide and varied. True story. A guy that worked as a Jimmy John's delivery driver that stayed for 5 months to come to class. He's a young kid. He's like 21 years old. And he stayed for 5 months to save up for the pistol class. And then and right next to him, another guy says, oh, I'm a college professor of physics. And, you know, then another guy says, oh, I'm a CFO of a multi-million dollar company. And I'm not kidding. I mean, this is a true story. This happens every single class that we have. We just get these wide and varied, you know, people of all experiences there, and it's just amazing. And so we're fortunate. I mean, we're lucky to have the kind of students that we do. And so it makes me feel good seeing that there's that kind of support out there.
Pistol Craft 2, it shows a picture of you with one gun flying in the air, slide locked back, and then you going up one-handed with left hand, weak side, I guess, for you. Are you left-handed?
Yeah.
What is Pistol Craft 2? What kind of austere conditions are we going to be working under?
Well, it's cool. I'm glad you asked that question. When I wrote that class, I asked myself the question, what is the worst possible situation that I could find myself in a gunfight? And, like, we put that into the class.
What did you come up with?
We put it, you know, not being able to feel your hands, you know, shooting after you're extremely dizzy. You know, both hands is a luxury in that class. If you can use both hands, like, that's a seriously good drill for you. Just all kinds of bad conditions. Having to move people out of the way, things like that. Things that you're going to have to do if you ever respond out in public,
in the real world.
An active shooter. Yeah, real stuff. I mean, stuff that you're actually going to use. And I don't know.
Not standing in the bay in the isosceles stance. No, you're going to have to.
Yeah, that doesn't happen so much. But, you know, I find that the vast majority of the students that have come through class have never, you know, drawn their gun and pointed it at somebody. And that's fine. But, you know, usually when you do that, people do weird things. You know, and it's not the, you know, you have to move them out of the way. And so we kind of do all those weird, you know, it would seemingly be a weird experience in pistol craft too. We really find out some ways to really deprive people of their senses and make them fight through that.
One thing that I will say about training is that in the military, and I don't know how it was in the Marines when you were in, with me it was about repetition. And, you know, it wasn't so much that I was going to be Audie Murphy or Sergeant York. I was going to harken back to that training and those steps, sports, slap the magazine, pull the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. I still think about that today. And I mean, I've been out of the military. I bet you I've been out of the military longer than half your life. So that still stays with me. And this kind of training that you do, putting them in that kind of stuff, that's much better. When you were saying the worst condition, you basically described what my worst condition was, because the worst day of my life was when I had a heart attack. And I wonder if I had to, in that moment, if I could bring up, if I would have the presence to be able to bring up, present, and fire and hit my target. So that's a good one. We're going to talk about, we're coming up on the next break, Valor Ridge. You can find them at valorridge.com. They're Pistol Craft 1, Rifle Immersion, Rifleman 1, Pistol Craft 2, Small Arms Course, Rifleman 2, Mid-Range, Pistol Immersion, Designated Marksman, or M1A Course for Real Men, and Medical Prep. And you also have private training available, but we'll talk about that another time. When we get back, we're going to talk about Pistol Immersion with my guest, Reed Henricks from Valor Ridge. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Before I go any further, Ben, aren't you about tired of my bumps? I'm so sick of my bumps, I can't stand myself. It's sapping my will to live. They're okay with you? I gotta do something, though. I gotta refresh. Anyway, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is the place that has everything in stock you can't even imagine. They even carry, which makes them a real men's gun shop for me, M1As. Joining me again one more time is Reed Hendricks from Valor Ridge. Reed, I'm being asked a question in the chat room from Chad H. He wants me to ask you for any tips leading up to the designated marksman M1A class for men. As far as you're saying you have to be in fair shape to take the class because running will be involved. And it's scary.
Yeah, there's going to be running involved. There's going to be running involved with your rifle and with your pack, and it's going to be up and down the hills in the Appalachians. So we're going to be running and setting up at various distances and having to shoot when our breath control may or may not apply. So I would definitely work on getting out and getting some road work in.
Let me ask you a serious question in all seriousness, because I've never taken a class like that. I would love to take a class like that because I do have a rifle that I don't know how far out a M1A SOCOM will reach, but it's an M1A. I don't know that I could do a class like that just because of, you know, that I've got a nice little scar dead center in my chest. I don't know if I could actually participate in that. How would you, as an instructor, I mean, would you just simply say, well, I guess he'll be running slower? I mean, how is something like that? Or does it fall more to me where I need to actually have a more realistic outlook for what I can do, and I don't need to really be coming to you and saying, you know, that class for men that I've redesignated, well, I'm here to take, you know, do I need to be a little more realistic about that?
Well, you know, with a class like that, it's definitely focused on being able to provide precision fire on a small target a long ways off. And, you know, if you can't get your breath under control and, you know, you can't set up a position where you're stable, then your shots aren't going to be very effective. So, you know, if you've got injuries, you know, we've had students that have had limited mobility. We've had students that had bad knees, bad back, that have had, you know, heart conditions and things like that. And we work within their realm. I mean, because what it's all about is teaching them to work within their own capability. I mean, they have – everybody comes with different set of circumstances. So am I going to make somebody that has had double knee replacements, you know, get in a squatting position 50 times in a row? Of course not. But we have to work with what you brought. And, you know, the whole point is to get better. And, you know, if the whole point is to get better, then we have to work within that realm of what you come with. So, you know, the biggest thing I see with students, and I hope that this doesn't come off in the wrong way at all.
Sure.
The biggest problem that I see with students is, and they ask, well, Reed, how can I do this better? You know, how can I be a better, you know, asset to my community if I have to be? How can I be a better, you know, if I had to go out and protect my community, you know, how could I do that? And like, my first answer is, dude, you've got to lose literally 20 or 30 pounds, if not more.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean, and I hope that doesn't come off the wrong way at all, because I know some guys that are big that can move, you know. And I would just say that's the big thing. And we've had a lot of students get motivated by that, you know, that have come to class and seen that, wow, this is really, really tough, you know, under normal conditions. Imagine, you know, if you had to do this for a prolonged, you know, state of mind. And that said, I've also seen some people fight through some serious physical issues and get through the class, and that's kind of like their light bulb moment where they really get motivated to go out and really hit the and getting and really work on moving those kind of movements out on their own.
Well, I mean, the thing, and I will get into shape again. That has been part of my I've been dieting recently. I rehabilitated so fast from my heart attack that they made me a Heart Life ambassador. So, and it takes a moment or two, and it's one of those things. I mean, this is why most of the guys in the military that are in the infantry are what? They're between the ages of 18 and 24, 25, and then they make E5 and they're starting to age. And I mean, the difference between a 23-year-old and a 29-year-old is very noticeable, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, Bill, and you know, I hope I didn't come off the wrong way. That wasn't my intention.
No, man. Hey, I have been there. I have been there. But I mean, one of the things that I'm looking at is what am I going to have to adapt planning to what I can do, and like, do I need to get out there and get one of those little Caterpillar vehicles to run around with, since I can't pull up from a position and run to another position? Do I need to have one of those things? As you know, I'm not going to do it stealth. I'm not going to be able to have any stealth.
No, but we have to ask, like, what's the realistic application of that? You know, I mean, if we're going to use a rifle in this country, okay? I was down in Katrina as far as a law enforcement officer, okay? Like, I went down there, you know, during the, you know, when all the crazy people were out doing crazy things. And, you know, it's like, that's the worst it's going to get, or at least about as bad as it's going to get, I hope. If not, then I guess we're all kind of just guessing. But, you know, the reality is, use your rifle. You know, you don't have to be in world-class shape. You don't have to be this, like, uber low body fat, in shape person at all. And I tell the students this in class all the time. The most important thing that you can have, and I tell them this every class, and ask any of the students that come through, I say, your decision to shoot will always trump your ability to shoot, deciding to do it. You know, I know world-class shooters, they don't even carry a gun, you know. They're awesome. They can run build drills all day long. I mean, no one likes to do this. And they leave the range with an unloaded gun, you know. Your decision to shoot will always trump your ability, and that's something that I really stress hard to people. You've got to decide to do it. Chances are, you shoot well enough to defend your life. Like, in everything that leaves that range, most certainly does.
What you're willing to do is what makes you dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And I tell them that. I tell them, look, guys, you know, what separates a warrior, and you don't have to wear a uniform to be a warrior. What separates a warrior from somebody who is not a warrior is a willingness to clash swords with the enemy. So you brace in your house, you want to protect your family. You know, we're all, you know, men that want to protect the people that we love and care about. Do you have the decision process? Do you have the willingness to get your gun, take the safety off, put your sights where they need to go, and press the trigger so that you can save somebody else's life. That's the decision process. You can be a great shooter. You can go out and punch X-rings all day long at 300 yards at 20-mile-an-hour crosswinds. And I know guys that are good. But if your gun's not loaded, if it's not ready to fight, if you're not mentally ready to fight, all of that skill is for naught.
Yep.
And so it's got to be ready, and
yep.
You've got to have that willingness. So it doesn't matter. Physical condition, to me, is as irrelevant as what rifle you have in your hand. And people ask me, what's your favorite rifle? My answer is always the one that's in my hand when hostilities begin. I don't care if it's an AR or an AK or an M14 or hell, I don't care if it's my 22. But I just know that if you got to have that willingness, you've got to have that spirit, that strengthness, that you know, courage of heart and mind, that spirit that enables an individual to encounter danger with firmness. You know, if you have that spirit, if you've got that, you know, in you, you're going to be fine. But the decision to shoot will always trump the ability. It does not matter. Physical ability matters to shooting as much as it does to playing cards. You know, and I mean, especially in this country, in the United States, where people are, you know, breaking into other people's homes, you know, where people are just simply living their lives at restaurants or in a movie theater, walking down the street. You know, we're not super physical macho men. You know, it's not who we are. Most guys that I know aren't. And what do I know? My friends are only cops and military personnel, right?
Right.
And so when we think about this stuff, you know, it's not, we're not all out going to be doing Ironman triathlons. That's not what most people do. But as long as you have your gun with you and you're willing to use it when and if you need to, you know, that's what separates warriors from non-warriors, is being not only ready, but willing to do so.
And with that, we're out of time. I think that's a very fitting way to end it. Reed, I didn't even get to talk to you about my stuff, so I'm going to be circling back to you and checking you on your there's people wanting you to talk about mindset lectures and everything else, so I will be in touch. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We'll do it again in 21 hours, folks. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control.
A gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.